Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm so tired. The Reverend Al Green bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Governor Pete DuPont is our guest. He's the chairman of National Center for Policy Analysis, ncpa.org. Right, Governor?
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about NCPA.
Well, NCPA, as we talked about John Goodman a few minutes ago. He's really interested in the health business, and many years ago he put NCPA together to start working on that. But now it covers taxes and the economy and everything other than foreign affairs,
right,
or defense. But John is very good at looking what the House or the Senate is considering and what it really means if they should pass a bill.
Mm-hmm.
So he produces enormous amounts of information, and going on to ncpa.org, you can learn all kinds of things.
You can see
what your retirement's going to be and how much the taxes are going
to
be.
If you want to be frightened, just go there and ask that question, right, Governor? So speaking of the economy, you've been doing a little research on tracking the economy over the last few generations. What have you found out?
Well, it's really interesting. Our economy hasn't been doing very well. We all know that.
Yeah.
The unemployment's very high, and the country's economy isn't growing very well. But
we've had two recessions in 10 years, and one of them a big one.
Exactly right, and it's just maybe it's beginning to go away. I mean, I think it's starting to get a little bit better, but it's not clear that it's going to do it quickly. But I came across a statistic the other day. If you go all the way back to World War II, back in the 1940s, and look at what's happened to America's GDP, gross domestic product, in those years, from World War II to 2000, on average, it's grown at 3.5% a year over all of that time. Since 2000, it's grown an average of just 1.8% per year.
Wow.
Now, to go from 3.5 down to 1.8, I mean, that's the biggest change we've seen in American economic policy.
What do you attribute that to?
Well,
because during a lot of those years, we had some pretty accommodating tax policies, the Bush tax cuts, et cetera.
We did. But, the economy hasn't really been good since shortly after 2000.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little better for a while, but the government, I don't know, the government just hasn't been, I think the government has been moving us to the left.
Yeah.
That's certainly what the Obama administration wants to do. But even in the Bush presidency, the previous Bush presidency, we saw the government get bigger here, there, everywhere, not everywhere, but here and there and
right,
many places. So I think we've been seeing that, and I think that began to make people get a little pessimistic about what was coming.
Well, Sarbanes-Oxley was a business killer.
Oh, absolutely.
And the last 2 years of debate over health care and not focusing on jobs, scaring businesses into thinking that their taxes were going to go up, scaring people who hire other people to work for them, thinking that they were going to have having a nationalized health care plan and more unions, those kinds of things, not passing trade agreements that are lying on the table ready to be signed. Those are all things. I mean, decisions the government makes have consequences, don't they?
They certainly do, and those are, going ahead and raising taxes, which is something the president wanted to do for a long time, going ahead and giving the unions more power to organize, which has been happening in the country.
Right.
And making
how about bailing out Wall Street and giving the back of the hand to small business? How about that?
Well, that was a bit, but I'm not sure they bailed out Wall Street very well either. That's a very expensive process for the people up in Wall Street.
Right.
But
Governor, in 2007, the bonus pool for New York for Wall Street firms was $100 billion. The bonus pool. Guess what it was in 2009? Back to $100 billion. They're doing okay up there.
they are doing okay up there, and that's actually that was just all in the paper yesterday.
I'll tell you what, I've been reporting on that for months, Governor. There's a conflict between what's good for Wall Street and what's good for Main Street, and we've got to sort that out here in America.
I agree with that.
And I'm going to continue to talk about it because it really makes me mad when I think about when as Wall Street gets better, the economy should be getting better, and that's not what's happening.
No, and we need to give, you know, we need to not regulate the economy more. We need to give people running businesses the chance to do what they want to do, not raise their taxes, not
Absolutely.
Put more health care requirements on them.
Right.
And so I think now with the Republican House and the change in the election, I think there's going to be a very good discussion for the next 3 or 4 years about where America ought to be going.
From your mouth to God's ears, Governor Pete DuPont, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Got to go for this hour. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.